This is Ozarks at Large. AARP estimates that in just a few years, 2020, one in four Americans will be age 65 or older. The first baby boomers have already crossed that threshold, and the tail end of that large demographic will all be at least 65 by 2027. Several studies conducted on that particular aging group, including those by AARP, suggest these adults will prefer to remain in their own homes and continue to have an active, independent, and interactive lifestyle. The World Health Organization wants communities to consider, as soon as possible, what an active aging population will mean. The WHO has created a global initiative to encourage age-friendly cities. This past weekend, Fayetteville launched its own age-friendly community initiative. Dr. Jean Henry, an associate professor of community health promotion at the University of Arkansas, is helping the project begin. She says considering what aging means is an important issue, not just domestically, but globally.
And in this country in particular, we've got the baby boomer generation. In other countries, simply because people are getting improved medical care, improved services, economic stability in many countries. So sometimes the reason is different, but throughout the world, our population is aging.
Alicia Ferguson, an associate professor in the School of Social Work at the University of Arkansas, says it's not just the numbers of people reaching their mid-60s that deserves attention, but the shift in how people decide to spend their time after 60 or 65 or 70.
We also expect people to be more active, but also struggle with more chronic disease than generations past. So it's really important for us to have a lot of structures in place to help people continue to be active and involved in the community.
So with a record percentage of the population expected to soon be 65 or older, and a different expectation from that demographic, what does that mean for a community? The organizers of Age Friendly Fayetteville want to find out. The first phase of their project launched Saturday with a public proclamation from Mayor Lionel Jordan and the first attempts at public outreach. Jean Harris says the first steps are community engagement to find out what people planning to stay in Fayetteville as they age want in what would be an age-friendly city. There will be focus groups, surveys, and interviews that eventually will be collected for recommendations for the city council.
It's not us deciding what we think an age-friendly city will be, but it's the citizens. It's the, as you noted, the not just older people, though, but people who are younger who may have a slightly different perspective about what they want in a community that will support their healthy, active aging. So, yes, we need comments. We need input from everyone to let us know what that means and how to paint that picture.
The WHO designed the age-friendly template with eight distinct topics to be addressed. Those components include an examination of public transportation, housing, communication. Alicia Ferguson says some of the requirements for qualifying as an age-friendly city are very basic.
We have to do things like count park benches and ask people if there's
spaces.
Enough. Yes, outdoor spaces. We have to count park benches, make sure that people think there's enough park benches in the right places so that as we age and suffer from things like arthritis, we're still able to use the parks. So things as simple as that, things as simple as looking at the traffic lights to make sure they cycle for an older population's driving habits, also the crosswalks here, that sort of thing.
As the boomers grow older, there could be a shift in how society views aging. It doesn't take much of a search on television to see jokes about aging and stereotypes of older citizens played for laughs. One of the eight elements to be examined is respect and social inclusion. Jean Harris, one of the organizers of the local project, says the Fayetteville effort is striving for multi-generational involvement.
It's not at 55 you retire and you go home and you sit down and you watch sitcoms, but You maintain active, and we have master swimming, you have masters running, you have people in their older, later years still being extremely active. And I think that changes then. There's no way you can't respect someone who could be out on the road side by side with a 20-year-old. And just that whole concept of the range of activities in which this generation is going to want to continue to participate.
Alicia Ferguson says the concept of age silos is evaporating. Age silos are where older residents participating in activities solely for their age group gather at one place or at venues or centers specifically designed for seniors. She says there are cities like Portland, Oregon, and Bowling Green, Kentucky, that have already or are currently addressing a more interactive multi-generational landscape And Gene Harris says college towns like Fayetteville may have a built-in advantage since a college campus, by design, creates an environment inhabited by different generations.
We have a number of faculty who are involved in studying aspects of aging, both through research and through teaching and educational opportunities. I think the young people, as all of us when we were young, we know we're going to get old someday, but it's going to be different for us. And Alicia and I did some previous research that asked people in middle age, does their a perception of aging influence their preparation? And interestingly enough, almost everyone said that, you know, when you get old, it looks like this, it's this bad people being infirm, but that wasn't going to happen to them. So I think at all ages, we consider ourselves invincible, and in that process will be different. So I think, yes, they think about it, but I don't think in terms of a reality for them. It'll always be different for us. It'll always be better, and we'll never have the problems.
Both Gene and Alicia teach courses at the university about aging, and both stress this project is seeking opinions and experiences from people who not just live in Fayetteville, but work and visit the town as well. And they also want to talk to another group of people, people who left Fayetteville as they reached a certain age, that decided to live somewhere else as they grew older.
That could give us some clues to what we could do better. Because one of the things that we need to do in Fayetteville is we need to keep our older adults around. We talk about there's going to be 1 in 4 older adults by the year 2020. We only have 7.9% of people who are over 65 here now. So we really want to grow that, because older adults are such a solid foundation economically and socially for a community like Fayetteville.
The just-started community engagement for the Age-Friendly Fayetteville Project has support from the City of Fayetteville, the University of Arkansas, the Area Agency on Aging, and the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce. There is a website with much more information. It's agefriendlyfayetteville.uark.edu. There is also an Age-Friendly Fayetteville Facebook page. This is Ozarks at Large.